Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and I praise you and I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for being our King and our Lord and our God and our Master. I thank you for your mighty word. As the Creator and we're the created beings, I thank you for this owner's manual that you give us called the Word of God, the Bible, to tell us how to live, what we need to do, and everything about life. And I'm so grateful. Now, Lord, as you reveal this mighty book to your people today and each day this week as we talk about the blessings and the curses, I ask you to reveal these truths to men and women that they may be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This week I'm talking about the blessings and the curses. Now then, yesterday I just got through reading the curses and the blessings in Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 15 and showed you what would happen to you if you were obedient to hearken and diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God and to do all that he said. Now then, I've come to realize that this, you might call it basic law number 2, that sin is the gateway for the curse. I've come to realize that the curse cannot come upon you undeserved. So, the first curses that came upon the human race came in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. Now, everyone was cursed. First of all, let's go down and look and see what happened here in Genesis chapter 3, starting with verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Now the serpent, or the snake, that Satan came into, the being that he used as a vehicle, which was the serpent, evidently was a very crafty, obviously beautiful creature that had yielded itself to the devil, and Satan himself came into that serpent. And because the serpent was used of the devil, he cursed the serpent or the snake. And the snake is to crawl on its belly, and it shall you eat dust all the days of your life. Now then, the woman was cursed also. In verse 16, he said, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Now that was a curse from God that was spoken to the woman. Now it's unfortunate that Adam and Eve did this sin and brought all these curses upon themselves and the human race. Now, so far, the serpent was cursed, the woman was cursed, and she's going to bring forth her children. And if you don't believe that's still here for the average woman, now the average woman that's not a woman of faith, when they bring forth a baby into the world, it is a very painful situation. But now then, if you're a woman of faith, you can claim the redemption from the curse. And God has made a way in the New Testament for the woman to bring forth her children and not have to go through that tremendous pain. And it's by faith in his word. You can call upon him and ask him by faith in his word and several of his mighty promises that you bring forth your children with no pain or very little pain. And if you can do it by faith from God's word, he will do it for you. But it's obvious most people, even in the church, either does not know the promises of God or does not believe them when they read them. But they are in the Word of God. Then the man was cursed. He says, and unto Adam he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and hath eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of your life. Now then, think of that tremendous curse that came upon Adam. Now remember, a curse causes shall not come. Now that's, again, that is Proverbs 26:2. The curse came in Eden, and the cause was sin. Therefore, sin is the root cause for the curse. As long as the root or sin remains, the curse cannot be broken. You must confess sin to the Lord and then stop sinning to be set free. That's all there is to it. There's no exceptions to the rule. Now then, most of the people today do absolutely refuse to attribute problems in life with curses. For example, when a farmer gets into problem with his crops, does he look for a sin caused in his own life? No. He will no doubt use every possible means to try to remedy his endangered crops. He will resort to fertilizers or herbicides or insecticides, irrigation water, and whatever else he can find. However, according to the Word of God, agricultural hardships are due to curses. That is very clearly laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 23 and 24. Now I want to just read a little bit of this. I'm going to read this out of a paraphrased version of the Word of God in Deuteronomy 28, verse 23 and 24, because it's very easy to understand. Now listen. It says, "The heavens above you will be as unyielding as bronze, and the earth beneath you will be as iron. The land will become as dry as dust for lack of rain, and dust storms shall destroy you." Now then, whenever those kind of things happen to us today, so many people will go to prayer to ask God to do something. Well, the first thing we should do, we should get rid of all of our sin. If everybody in the church would confess their sins and start walking holy before God, over there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord made you an awesome promise. He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, will turn from their wicked ways," in other words, if we'll repent and turn from our wicked ways, he said, "then he will hear from heaven, and he will hear our prayers, and he will answer, and he will heal our land." But we just absolutely, it looks like we're like I was most of my life. I didn't know there were such things as curses. But there sure are. Now, you cannot reverse a spiritual problem with a fleshly weapon. A curse is a spiritual problem that requires a spiritual solution. Many physical afflictions and many financial plights are due to curses. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I think they all are. I think that since no blessing comes upon you undeserved and no curse comes upon you undeserved, I believe that you're either blessed or cursed in complete, direct relation to your either obedience or disobedience to God and His Word. You say, "But I don't know God's Word." Well, what a shame. You need to learn it. You need to read it. And you need to study it and heed it and start doing it. And if you will, things will change in your life. Now then, I mean, I know of a man. I've heard this story about a man that he said that when he was a young man, his grandmother gave him some pictures of some dragons from China. Now, he never realized that right after she gave him these dragons and he put them on his wall, that he started coming down with, I believe it was allergies or sinuses. He became allergic to several things. I don't even remember what all it was. It's been so long ago since I heard the story. But I know that for years he was plagued with that sinus and allergy problem. And he graduated finally from school, and there was times he would miss several days of school with his problem. He went on to seminary, became a preacher. He was a great man of God. He loved the Lord. He loved serving God. And then, I don't know, he must have been 38, 40, 42 years old, somewhere along there, when he started studying the blessings and the curses. Now, he'd been a preacher for a long time by this time. He'd been out of a seminary for years, and probably 15 years, and at least. And he started studying in detail on the blessings and the curses. And he came upon these things that talked about personal things, a cursed thing, curses, and how they would bring curses upon your life. And it's just like when he looked up and he saw those pictures of those dragons on the wall that his grandmother brought to him from China when she went over visiting. Well, the dragon is a symbol of the devil. Well, he literally had the devil in his house. Now, as he had given the devil legal right to be in his house, the devil had come upon him and made him sick and afflicted him because of these accursed things. When the Lord told us not to bring these things into our home, he was disobedient. Although he didn't know, it still brought a curse upon him, and he had been sick for like 30 years. And he got rid of those things, destroyed them, and repented and broke the curse, and the man immediately got over his sinus and allergy problem. He never had another problem, and he's still living today, as far as I know. So it just goes to show you, when we don't know what we don't know, well, lots of people say what you don't know don't hurt you. But let me tell you, when it comes to the Word of God, what you don't know will kill you sometimes. So there's a lot of things to learn to walk free from sickness and disease and all these other things. Now, this basic law number 3, a curse is a spiritual problem which cannot be remedied by natural law. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 6 and let's read verse 7. The Word of God says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now then, if all that is true, and we know it is because it's written in God's Word, then whatever you sow on this earth, whatever you do, if you go around sowing hatred and discord and lying, stealing, cheating, and so forth, then that's what you're going to reap. That's what's going to come home to you. Now then, let me read you something here. In other words, the prophet Hosea, he prophesied God's coming judgment on Israel because of her idolatry. Now, this is in Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. It says, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Well, we'll take up right here tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes and outlines at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you to our church. We have church at 10921 Shady Trail every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We also have a healing school there the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 p.m. and it usually goes till 4 or 5 p.m. Now, it's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It starts at 1 p.m. every second Saturday of the month. Now, if you will come, we'll teach you how to walk in divine health. Now, we serve an awesome God. Praise His holy name. We'll start here tomorrow.